too covered. The publication is sold with the idea that the publisher is not required to render accounting, officially permitted or otherwise, qualified services. If advice is necessary, legal or professional, a practiced individual in the profession should be ordered. From a declaration of principles which was accepted and approved equally by a committee of the American Bar Association and a committee of publishers and associations. In no way is it legal to reproduce, duplicate or transmit any part of this document in either electronic means or in printed format. Recording of this publication is strictly prohibited, and any storage of this document is not allowed unless with written permission from the publisher. All rights reserved. The information provided herein is stated to be truthful and consistent in that any liability, in terms of inattention or otherwise, by any usage or abuse of any policies, processes or directions contained within, is the solitary and utter responsibility of the recipient reader. Under no circumstances will any legal responsibility or blame be held against the publisher for any reparation, damages or monetary loss due to the information herein, either directly or indirectly. Respective authors own all copyrights not held by the publisher. The information herein is offered for informational purposes solely and is universal as so. The presentation of the information is without contract or any type of guarantee assurance. The trademarks that are used are without any consent, and the publication of the trademark is without permission or backing by the trademark owner. All trademarks and brands within this book are for clarifying purposes only and are owned by the owners themselves, not affiliated with this document. Is SEO dead? Whenever two or more SEOs meet up, SEOs is the name given to those who specialise in search engine optimization, they will discuss the notion of the death of SEO and whether investing in it is a wise choice. Let us dispense with this question right now. SEO is not dead. Yes, Google, the largest search engine by users, may have rolled out search algorithms updates that make SEO seemingly difficult. However, if done right, SEO could be the difference between getting eyeballs on your web property, and thus increasing your chances of converting these eyeballs into direct sales, or no eyeballs at all, which in the internet marketing space means oblivion. If SEO is not dead, and if done right, can yield great results, what should you do to optimize your web property for search engines? The answer to this is simple. Nothing. Before you bite my head off for being so blasphemous, let me explain. Why you should not optimize for search engines. If you read Google's mission statement, in this SEO book we're going to concentrate on Google optimization simply because Google is the largest search engine, you will notice that Google has a very simple mission. To organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. This mission statement is why you should not optimize for search engines and should instead optimize your web property for users. Here is why. Long gone are the days when stuffing keyboards on a website's title tag or meta description tricked the spiders at Google into considering this site relevant to that specific keyword and thus giving it first rank. Google has consistently rolled out algorithm updates that have made their search spiders, not actual spiders, of course, immensely intelligent. Today, other than looking at keyword gravity, search engines are using other metrics, such as page speed, bounce rates, and quality links to determine if a site or content on a site is going to help them achieve their mission statement. Help users by organizing the internet to ensure readers only get results relevant to their search criteria. Therefore, instead of optimizing for search spiders, you should optimize for user, which, as you may have guessed, would put you in Google's good grace, because when you do this, you're helping them achieve their mission statement, which at the very core of it is being the most helpful to users search engine on the planet. That is why you should not concentrate on optimizing for search engines and instead concentrate on optimizing for real users or people. There is a caveat to this. Even though you should optimize for users, you should also optimize for search engines to ensure search engine spiders consider your site or web property relatable to a specific keyword or keywords, so they can give you a good rank.